Cha-ching. Sprinkles. Nitha. Regularly. Without fail. Shravana Adija. The water of Shravana Kirtan and so on. The creeper greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love for Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. Purport. In Goloka Vrindavan, the devotees have very intimate relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee engages in the Lord's service in great ecstatic love. Such love was exhibited personally by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to the people of the material world. The fruit of the devotional creeper is pure desire to serve and please the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnamiya priti icha dare prem na. That's Adi Leela 4. In the spiritual world, one has no desire other than to please the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned soul within the material world can neither understand or appreciate how the devotee in the material world can render confidential service to the Lord out of feelings of ecstatic love and always engage in pleasing the Supreme Lord's senses. Although seen within this material world, the pure devotee always engages in the confidential service of the Lord. An ordinary neophyte devotee cannot realize this. Therefore, it is said, Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra Vigyahana Pucha. The activities of a pure Vaishnava cannot be understood even by a learned scholar in the material world. Every living entity is wandering within the universe in different species and on different planetary systems according to his fruitive activities. Out of many millions of living entities, one may be fortunate enough to receive the seed of Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotional service. By the grace of the spiritual master in Krishna, one nourishes the Bhakti Lata by regularly sprinkling it with the water of Shravana Kirtan, hearing and chanting. In this way, the seed of Bhakti Lata sprouts and grows up and up through the whole universe until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and reaches the spiritual world. The Bhakti Lata continues to grow until it reaches the topmost planetary system, Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna lives. There the creeper takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, and that is its final destination. At that time, the creeper begins to grow the fruits of ecstatic love of God. It is the duty of a devotee who nourishes the creeper to be very careful. It is said that the watering of the creeper must continue. Ihan male sheche nitesh avanadija. It is not that at a certain stage one can stop chanting and hearing and become a mature devotee. If one stops, one certainly falls down from devotional service. Although one may be very exalted in devotional service, he should not give up the watering process of Shravana Kirtan. If one gives up that process, it is due to an offense. This is described in the following verse. Om Jan Kumarindasya Janjana Sanakaya Chaksamitam Dina Tasmai Shigravayana Pandayam Shigaro Shiatapatagamanam Shigurum Bahishnavam Shashirupam Sagatatam Sahaganam Laganatam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sagadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalika Shiva Shakam Vitam Cha E Krishna Pranasam Dodina Mando Jagat Pate Gota Shagopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastu Te Pancha Gopata Vibhyastra Kipa Sindhu Eva Cha Titam Pavan Yo Vaishna Vibhya Namo Yama Jana Amida Vujo Kanaka Vidato Sankirtana Kavidaro Kamaya Takso Vishumbaro Vijagaro Jugadar Matparo Vande Jagatya Karo Kurotaro Dhanastriyam Vantari Damyachi Panappana Shimadupa Padam Boja Durisham Janma Janma Bhi Hey Guru Ganadadi Nibandho Sananda Dasa Kuranika Sindho Vindavana Simutavata The creeper greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love for Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. So here, it's continuing the line, and probably reiterating practically everything that was said over the last so many verses, how there's so many living entities, and someone gets love of God, and finally we're getting to this point. And he's saying, reminding that don't go back and stop the chanting. Because if you see the last so many verses, watering the Shravan Kirtan jelly, and how it penetrated Upajya Badulata, the sea was sprouting, the creeper gradually increased, Dharaja Brahmalok Bedi Parabhyomapai, it went to the through the Brahman effulgence, penetrated, and it reached the spiritual sky. And now it came to Goloka. Although the person is still in the material world, apparently. So we don't see too many examples. Say the Saraka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chaktrahi, described, Rupa Goswami describes how even if one is a Siddha, he still maintains his sadhana. One never gives up sadhana. Prabhupada showed this example also, because we have Goshtya Nandi and we have Bhajana Nandi. So many categories there, under and around, and everything is very detailed. When you see Jaya Dharma, you see Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with many types of servants and each type of servant and what they're doing. But here, referring in general, most of us have not come to this platform of being in Goloka Vrindavan. Anyone has raised hand. But so, still, at least we have some example that we see. Persons like Prabhupada, anyone, even if you see the video, you hear his voice, or you read Srimad Bhagavatam, so many persons are there. Even the devotees in Vrindavan, like Krishna reveals the local Vrindavan to them. What chapter is that? Where Krishna reveals to the coward man? Even though they're in Boma Vrindavan, he reveals the local Vrindavan. So, ultimately, Jiva Goswami is telling us, at least the understanding of our acharyas is, there's no difference. Sometimes this is also, for Prabhupada, they're probably standing in the Bauru or on 2nd Avenue, and he was saying that for me this is spiritual world. I come to him. New devotees were after only a few months devotees, and they're looking around, there's bums, there's New York City, you can hear the tapes from 2nd Avenue, you hear honking and sometimes screaming. In Boston you can hear there was some screaming and and probably saying, tell them to be quiet. It's a storefront and you can hear these kids outside, really raucous, cacophonic nonsense, talking, screaming, and probably is very cool, shanta, peaceful. He's saying, tell them to be quiet. And then somebody says, they're children, they're supposed to be saintly. Someone had a crazy idea that because they're kids, they're very saintly. Prabhupada said, yes, supposed to be. That's all right. Supposed to be. So, but Stavra Janma Deki Nadeki Tarmoti. According to also Kaviraj Goswami, he's saying that these great persons who are Mahabhagavat, Stavra Janma Deki. Deki, they're seeing Stavra, that which is not moving, or that which is moving, everything they're seeing. Ishtadeva Smriti, only manifestation of Krishna. So as they're developing more, but the thing is, we cannot develop without hearing in this chanting. persons artificially, they don't want to hear and chant, or they're just working or something like that. While other things are meditating only on the very detailed, very difficult, meditating on their spiritual body. Artificially, they're given some idea, you are such and such persons, like that. But this jumping over, our Gorkha Shodas Babaji used to compare that to a woman is going in the womb to give birth, or someone's going into the womb to give birth, but they're not even pregnant. Even a man can, and then he's making noises like, ah, like giving birth. But so, more or less, it's a farce, very funny. We're laughing, but so, from the angle of actual Siddha Purusha Mahabharata, they're seeing like this, what are they imitating, this thing, you know. So, also our Gorkha Shodas Babaji, he was remaining apart, aloof, even though he was losing his eyesight, he was staying in the Dham in Navadvipa area, and Gauramandala Bhumi. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they saw that he's losing his sight. Oh, we must bring him to Calcutta to best physician. He said, no, no, I will never go. He'd rather go blind. So, he was, Prabhupada also said that Gorkha Shodas Babaji, as a Bhajanamandi, he was a very super elevated person. He never wanted, he told Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he told, never go to the, he also told him to preach in English. That's another thing. But still, he was maintaining. So Prabhupada said that his idea was that, because the Mahabharata is seen equally, Parasabhava Karmani, Napashanchan Nagariya. This is there by Krishna in the 11th canon, that the sadhu is completely detached in this material world. Napashanchan Nagariya. He doesn't want to praise anything, he doesn't want to criticize anything. Parasabhava means the natural characteristics of anybody else, everybody. So, Parasabhava Karmani, Napashanchan. Whatever it is, he doesn't want to. He's completely equal. Vishwam ekatmakam pasyan. He's seen the whole Vishwa universe is going on like that. And prakriti purushena cha. The interaction of the prakriti and the purusha. The living entities, and that's all. So, of course, in the case of Gorkha Shodas Babaji, he's a very inconceivable, elevated person. He's not an impersonalist or something that he, but who is his only disciple? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But even such an elevated person, seeing everything equally, Prabhupada said, he felt very insignificant that, oh, well, whatever they're doing, I have no power to stop them. They're going to hell. Whatever, I cannot stop it. The rascals, or whatever. But Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj asked me to preach. So this is important. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Mahamukachuta. And Prithu Maharaj in his prayers, Vishnu appeared to him. So you can imagine he's quite an elevated person. Four Kumaras then appeared later. First Vishnu came. Although he's Vishnu still, he said, don't worry, four Kumaras will visit you. So hearing from these devotees is so important. But Prithu Maharaj was offering prayers like that. Sa uttama shloka mahamukachito muka from the mouth mukachito, there's nectar flowing. This nectar sudanala kanala, these are particles of saffron, particles of nectar that touch the lotus feet of Krishna somehow or other in Goloka. And although he looks like he's in the material world, someone like Prabhupada, someone like Gorkha Shodas Babaji, Bhakti Santa Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, within memory, we can go all the way back. Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya has appeared within the memory of everyone. Just see, Prabhupada's memory is so good that he can remember. Avistitas tat charanaravindam. So, these devotees, they're always remembering. Anukshana. Every moment, forgetting the lotus feet of Krishna, and they can therefore, when they speak, it is fully realized. And even they can deliver anybody by hearing them. I was watching one video. Satsurup was saying how he, when he came in to see Prabhupada the first time, Swamiji, like the first night, he gave up everything. Prabhupada was telling him about the four prohibited activities, so immediately he gave him up, even though he was fully absorbed in them. And then the very next day or week, he saw that Prabhupada had no money, so he immediately gave up $400, he had life savings. He wanted to be a writer. I mean, he remained a writer, but he wanted to take a retreat, go to Canada, something like that. And every penny he just gave, just $5 saffron particles. He didn't know any of this, that all this Goloka, nothing he knew, absolutely, about Goloka Vrindavan, Seva, Sadaka Rupena, any detail of Rupa Goswami's teaching, which he's giving so many things, Bhagavatam. Just by that hearing Prabhupada's voice, his sincerity, he felt it like that. And Prabhupada interacted with him. Nobody has more letters than Satsurup Maharaj, except maybe Brahmananda. He has so many letters from Prabhupada because he started typing. He was a typist. And so he was getting the nectar due to that. And all those saffron particles were typing. He was the first one to hear it. So this is the... But Prithu Maharaj also says that if one gives it up, he said, Viramet Pashun, after knowing all this, and still if he gives it up, he said, then he's nothing but an animal. Actually, probably sometimes very dramatic, not even trying to be dramatic, but just casually dramatic. He was told some leaders were not chanting, and some leaders, the Prabhupada said, you should go humbly ask them, chant again. They may have forgotten or something. He said, no, we asked, but this particular person, he does not want to chant. He just works, though. He does seva. He said, well, you must chant 16 rounds or not a human being. So, sometimes, so Prabhupada is Vajrarapi Katorani, hard as a thunderbolt, soft as a rope, simultaneously. Very soft. He's asking, please chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a beggar, he's saying, Radha Krishna Bolobo, chant. This Radha Krishna Bolobo, when we chant Hare Krishna, we're also chanting Radha Krishna Goloka Vrindavan. Radha Krishna Bolobo, Bolobo, so bad. If you hear Prabhupada, he's singing very nicely. E Matra Bhika Chai. Matra, only. My only begging, my only alms that I'm asking is that you realize, A Krishna Das, A Vishvas. You're Krishna Das. Have full faith in it. Krishna Das, A Vishvas. Call it toward Dukana. You know, your miseries will go away. Otherwise, it is full of miseries. Duk. Atyanta Dukana Vatte. The whole problem in the material world is full of miseries. Prabhupada was being told that philosophy that some people have, that there's nothing but misery in the material world. So this is some philosophy. It's kind of nihilistic, existential. So Prabhupada's response was, yes, it's true. Tukarayama shashvatam, but there's a way out. Mamudhyeka bhajante. They don't take it, otherwise it is. It's miserable. That is actually correct evaluation. So maybe in next life or some other time, someone will extricate themselves, realizing, oh, wait a minute, I've been going so many, bahusam bhavanti, labba sudhula bhamidam, bahusam bhavanti means many births, janama satsange. Durlabhamana bha janama satsange. Govinda Das's song, Bhaja Hare Man, he's saying, there's many, so many lifetimes you've had, but Durlabhamana bha, this human life is very rare because Janama Satsange, Arya Sangame, Prabhupada's describing in his Prithvi's prayers, Arya Sangame means association of advanced persons. And it's not that any, there is a particular Arya, not Arya Samaj, but Arya. And he said, the proof is that when I came to the West, those persons in New York, they became very enlightened to hear this philosophy, because they're also advanced. Somewhere millions of years ago, they migrated maybe from India, and Prabhupada citing some historical examples from the Shastras, and they were able to hear this philosophy. But it doesn't never mind anyone. Anybody, according to Sukadeva Goswami, these are all categories of persons who thousands of years considered not qualified, whether you are an Afro Kirata or Chinese, well, everyone's mentioned the Honandras. The Germans, anybody, South Indians. Karate Honinda, Palinda, Bukashabi, the Pollocks are mentioned there. Practically everyone, not qualified, in somebody's mind. Not in Sukadeva Goswami's mind, but there's some idea like that. Karate Honinda. But if they take shelter of such a person who is in the spiritual world, but is appearing to be in the material world, should Yanti Tasmai. They take shelter, it doesn't matter who you are. Stri Vida Baladuba Sobra. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is commanding, Ate Ami Ajya Dila Sabakali. Everybody should get this fruit. Even if they're not cultivating the fruit. You don't have to be a gardener. Here it says one should be a gardener. Even you're not a gardener, just like many of us are lazy, like me, I don't have a garden, but I go buy fruits and vegetables, or some other devotees have it. So we're not all gardening, but still, even if one is not a gardener, he's saying, give those fruits to everyone. Deha, jare tari. What will be the result, he says, ajare amare. That means they'll become free from old age and death. That's not a small thing. But that's just the starting. Then they can also cultivate. So even we don't cultivate ordinary garden, but this garden, Shravan Kirtan, this Bhakti Lata has to be cultivated. And not given up either, because if you don't water that garden, sometimes you go away, you go to India, you go to whatever, you might have a garden, you always have to find somebody, water that garden for me. So we can also get other devotees to water. We may not be chanting something else. Parasparanu kataram. Ramanti cha, tashanti cha, ramanti cha. Krishna says in the Gita, they enliven one another. Because we are like a small spark. Shatam pasangamama bhuni sambhido. Small spark sometimes is lighter to get extinguished, which is not part of the main fire. But when the sparks come together, like the devotees come together, they're speaking, there's kirtan, there's harinam, there's class. You can hear at home, if it's good enough. But sutam prasanna mama vidhi sambhido, bhavanti hit karma rasayana katha, rasayana, this is medicine. Or shodhi maya nashibala. Bhakti Mataka, he's saying that we're like sleeping, apasmiti. Sleeping in this material world, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gora Chandra Bola, he's coming, he's speaking. By his speaking, so many branches, so many Bhakti Latas are watered. Chaitanya Amrita Dhara, this flowing nectar from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we may not personally see him, although he's here, going to time. Paramakaruna, Pahodunitana. Nittai Guru, they're so merciful that by their mercy others are speaking and hearing. It's non-different. Even if somebody went directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his amazing pastime, he will still send them Bhagavata Paragya, Bhagavata Sthana. go through the Bhagavad, who has realized, of course, they're getting the association. Anyone who will see Drishtam, hear from a distance, Dore, Prabodhana Saraswati is describing, will hear or see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so benefited that, like we're singing the song, Narottam Das is singing. He is contacting, say, Sambandhan. There's so many songs that are there that Gauranga Bhavite Habe Puraka Sharir. If just by chanting, he says, then when is that time coming? Of course, for Narottam, that time is there always. Gauranga Bhavite Habe Puraka Sharir. Hari Hari Bhavite Nayani Bhavi. Tears flow from the eyes. So nobody was more elevated than Narottam Das Thakur and others, but especially he's very elevated. We can hear his song still. By hearing that song, this is like the saffron particles, Kananila. So much so, Putra Maharaj also says that, I don't want anything, but I do might want means, Kanayutam Bara. If you want to give me any benediction, he's speaking directly with Vishnu. Vishnu came and was resting on Garuda. He was so moved by Prithu Maharaj's prayers that his feet, although hovering just for a moment, touched the ground. just because he was so moved by the prayers of Prithu Maharaj. So when Prithu Maharaj finally, when the Kumaras came like blazing fire, they came to his kingdom and spoke with him. He never asked them their welfare because Atatyantikam Kshemam Pichamo, this is the devotee, knows that we don't ask such great persons, oh, how are you like that? This is all a mundane thing. Even when four Kumaras, they asked the Hamsa incarnation, something like that. They asked, how are you? And he said, what do you mean, how are you? Who am I? What are we? Are you asking my body, the elements? Each element? So they gave good lesson just like that. So we, these great persons, they're always Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani Svantasthena Gadabha. They carry Krishna in the heart. Oh, Galoka even never sat akilatma bhuto. Although he's in Galoka, Krishna himself, Galoka even akilatma bhuto, still he's in the heart of everyone, not just the pure devotees. Hridi sprisham. He touches the heart, but he can touch the heart. The more we're chanting, the more we're hearing attentively. Shinvatam, we heard the verse after Mangalati, famous verse. Shinvatam, Svakata, Krishna, Punyashvara Kirti. From the very beginning, Hridyam Tasto Vidrani, all the abhadras get removed by the hearing and chanting process. And Sukadeva Goswami, he's Nigamakalpatavo Galigambalam Sukamukha Dhammatudavisam. We're hearing from him, it's improving. We have four verses that first, when Lord Brahma, he became very elevated, Tapo Tapiyan, Tapasan. By his tapasya, he became purified. Kalena tibra tapasya, parishuddha bhava. Paramahara said that Lord Brahma, after long kalena, long penance, we cannot conceive. Kalena tibra tapasya, parishuddha bhava, he became purified. The result was he spoke with Krishna. And original Bhagavatam is only four verses. Vistarita, we hear that, it's expanding. It's ever expanding. So when Prabhupada comes, he writes his purport. It's expanding. It's part of the Bhagavatam. The saffron particles that we can taste more. It's not decreasing. It's anandam vivardhanam. Anandam vivardhanam. There's an ocean of, expanding ocean of transcendental. In the material world, things, if they expand, they become very dangerous also. Like tsunami. Everyone's seen video of a Japanese tsunami. Wow, that looks scary. Please, I don't want to be there when that happens. But in the spiritual ocean, Premamudal, of prema, Brahmada, Viharame, Hichitta Bhakti. We want to swim in that spiritual ocean. Brahmada, Viharame, Hichitta Bhakti, Chaitanya Chanda, Sharanam Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, and not only are we too lazy to dive and swim, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows it. So he's introduced these nine jewels, Sharanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. And he's throwing them out of these, standing in the ocean, swimming, enjoying Jaina Dase. But Kaviraj Goswami is telling us that even Maya, personified, came to Haridas Thakur and wanted to take initiation. Haridas Thakur is so great person. He's not disturbed by Maya personified. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Jaina Vase, Evanyaya Jaina Vase, Sejiv Cha. If one doesn't take it, Koti Kalpe, what is it? Nahi Nishtar. He will not be delivered for, Koti Kalpe means of Kalpe. So Mahaprabhu's ever expanding ocean is there, Evanyaya Jaina Vase. One does not want to float in it. But even involuntarily, Dina Hina Jato Chilo, those who are very fallen, if they hear, they're benefited just to do something. But not only just hearing, but cultivating this, Shravan Kirtan Jale. So, there's many indications how it's very rare at the same time that this tell us, Vedanta Sutra tells us, Atata Brahma Nigyasa. You, of course, many people could not read that. Nowadays, Prabhupada has translated, other people are translating all these shastras. So, previously, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it maybe took 10 years for him to find a Chaitanya Charita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, you can go anywhere, and devotees will give you, just call up a, they used to go in the airport. So some big scholars, they said previously you had to be a Sanskrit scholar to read these great intimate shastras, but since Prabhupada came, he created an army of persons giving up their whole life just to give 13 hours a day, giving out with, take this. So as Mahaprabhu was commanded, Guru Hoya, Tade Dash, become Guru, give out these books. Don't have to initiate 20 million, that's another thing. But if you give out the book, you're giving the Shastra. Here, the Brihad Madanga, it is beating. The Danga Bhaja, Bhaktivinoda Thakur hears the drum, he becomes ecstatic. Goloka Bhai, Goloka, his house is Goloka. If one is on that level, then still he gave up his household life. He showed the example. Although in his house, he takes Chanamrita, for him it's like the Ganga directly from the feet of Krishna, he hears the Madanga, Shuddha Bhakata Charanarena. He has written so many songs. We have no doubt Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a resident of Goloka Vrindavan, how he can spend, even during his so-called mundane life, Seva Sadhaka Rupin, he's doing his sadhana. And he's going to work, he's not staying home, actually working for the British government, big magistrate, managing Puri Temple. Still, he's managing to write these shastras. Wow! Only someone who's a fool and doesn't need it, his heart is hard like a thunderbolt, will not appreciate these glories of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. A real resident of the spiritual world, he even tells his identity. Prabhupada was more tricky. Prabhupada said, if I tell you, you'll faint. Just see, Prabhupada was very funny. But you can understand if you're intelligent. Maybe he didn't think everyone should know that. But you can see he's a resident of Vrindavan. And he was in Vrindavan when he came out of Vrindavan. why his spiritual master told him, ordered him. And the spiritual master, Guru Mukha Padmavakya, Chitekti Kori, Aikya means one should be in line, in sync with the spiritual master's order. Otherwise, he's worthless. Asa means opposite of the nectar. Saram, Samuditam. Bhagavatam is the nectar. So if the spiritual master tells you, distribute this, do that, and you don't do, then yasya prasada, Nagati kutopi, your gati, goal is not there. Kuto, where is the goal of your life? You're giving it up. Atato brahma jigyasa, janmadyasya taha. You should inquire, you're a human being, inquire. Previously, the sages would speak it, I'm sure, even though everyone didn't read the exact Sanskrit, and they would tell people. So one should not be a miser. This is miserly. Prabhupada used to quote Saraswati Kale, that Devaki, when she was in the prison house of Kamsa, she was kept, just described like a pot with a fire in it. There may be a pot there with a fire, but it's burning nicely, but we don't know anything about it because she was kept in the prison. So similarly, if one has this knowledge, but he doesn't distribute Mahaprabhu's order, to everyone, uttama adama mahivicha. Nityananda Prabhu is going everywhere. He doesn't care if you are uttama. Oh, he's an uttama. Let me give them their poor. Dividra. No. Everyone equally. Whoever is. Samachittanam. They make no distinction. Patra apatra. Patra patra dicha nahi. Stana stana. They make no distinction. Those who are the proper recipient and are not proper. Patra apatra. Dicha nahi. There's no consideration for that. Patra patra dicha nahi stana stana. Or time or place. Going in the bar, devotees go, and sometimes in a bar or some crazy nightclub, they sneak in. It's actually dangerous for the spiritual life. When Prabhupada came into the big, family bar or something, and they arranged with all these big bands to raise money for the temple. That time everyone just got into it, because Allen Ginsberg was into it, and he said, come on, wow. They had all these big bands, and Kirtananda told me, as he was with Prabhupada, as soon as they walked into the joint, the big dance hall with crazy light shows, total maya, all the senses are being bombarded with mundane images, you're hearing mundane. Prabhupada walked in just like a swan, but he said, this is not a place for a brahmachari. It's not a place for a brahmachari. So, that may be, we should be careful. But still, the Panchatattva, they don't make any distinction. They're having this total paramakarana pahudijana. These two, especially, of course, all of them, but Nitai Gaurachan, they're full of their paramakarana. They're not just ordinary karuna, mercy. Welfare check or something like that, stimulus check. No, this probably described that like a water. If you turn on your tap, sometimes I guess in some places people are struggling to get water, and a little drip of water, they're fracking your water, and you can put a match in it, lights up. Even you're living in a very big mansion sometimes, and they're fracking the water, and it goes into the water supply, there's horrible chemicals, and you turn on your water and boom, big flame coming out or something. Or it's rusty, dripping water. This is... But the flood, the prema sagare, this is coming only from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his servants. Sukamuka di mutu tu besam yu tam, pibati baharu tam, therefore one should drink it, pibanti ye bhagavata masatam. Drink it over and over, it says, pibato. Prigamar says, name shiva, parayanti. I haven't eaten, I'm fasting, I've not drunk anything, but I'm completely satisfied by your nectar of your topics. He's speaking to Sukadeva, going in my ears. He said, I have no need for this eating and sleeping. Previously, I was disturbed because I didn't get a drink of water, and I put that snake on Sadhu's neck. So now I have to accept this chastisement, punishment. Taraskuta vipalabda. Whether he's beaten, or even killed, cursed, Prakamaraj was not mine, did not mind. He considered, he was very humble. Just go on. Let this snake, bird, or whatever magical thing has come to bite me. Vishnu gata, Ganga chadevi. Let the Ganga flow, let the sadhus speak. That's all I want. That's all I'm interested in now, to hear. Dashapkaram gayate Vishnu gata. Let that thing bite me. I don't mind whatever curse is there. What is a curse? Kashapa karako anugraha. What's his name? Chitra. He got cursed to become Vipasura. Chitraketu. He spoke like that. He was cursed. He was laughing at Lord Shiva. But he was actually almost on the level of Lord Shiva, friendly relationship. And he thought it was so funny. He was flying. Imagine he was flying in an airplane with all these beautiful ladies and enjoying like anything, and he flew over Lord Shiva, who was sitting with Parvati on his lap, and he was surrounded by all these renowned sages, and he thought it was such a funny thing that there's Lord Shiva and these renowned sages, and he's got his wife on his lap. That would seem funny. I mean, if you read it so many times, you say, yeah, that is kind of funny. I mean, it's Lord Shiva, all these sages, what? So anyway, he laughed that Parvati didn't like it. She cursed him. Dishtavatashishushrani Mahatman. How does it say? It says, Bhitya Bhityanam. Just see the glories. After he was cursed, Lord Shiva said to Parvati, oh, beautiful Parvati, just see these bhakta. Bhitya Bhityanam. Even though you cursed him, he doesn't care, because he said, Kashapa, well, I don't care about a curse. I don't care about him. Even though he was with these beautiful girls, you think he's very attached. He was detached. He took the curse. He became the Vitrasura. All pastime is there. But so the devotees don't take that. Svarga-parvara-nataka-shrapi-tura-bhuta. They're seeing the heavenly planet and hell equally. Svarga-parvara-nataka-shrapi-tura. Tura, equal. Because they're in Goloka, or they're in Vaikuntha. Here it's mentioning Goloka especially. Goloka nami jadami parechatasha. Above all, Devi, Mahesh, Dham, and Vaikuntha, there's Goloka. It's described by Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita. Okay, so we've heard about Goloka, heard about different things. Are any questions, any comments, please?
I had a question about Satsuru Maharaj. I'd never heard that he... It was the first time he'd seen Prabhupada?
No, yeah. But when he came in, there were other people. He said in... He remembers there were 12, generally 12 people around him at that time. Mm. And then he was just describing it in his memories and how he was not the first one, of course. There were people there even before Mukunda and Prabhupada went
through. And then the first time he saw Prabhupada, he decided to give up.
Yeah, he said he got that minute, that day. Wow. And then just a couple of days later, when he was giving his whole, practically his he was working welfare, and he was arranging people to get welfare, and social worker.
So that's,
he had saved $400, so he gave that $400 and Prabhupada smiled. And then, this is a funny thing, he said. So he gave him, and Prabhupada had a big smile. Swamiji had a big smile. And the next moment he looked up and Prabhupada was very grave and he said, "Yes, but you must be very careful, take up this chanting." It's like Prabhupada was not going to just say, "Oh, so nice, you know, thank you so much, can you give me more?" No, Prabhupada immediately was very stern. So he saw the lesson that, wow, the Swamiji is, he's really heavy, you know, like, even $400, Prabhupada wasn't like pandering to him immediately, like, "Oh, very nice." No, he was, he took it.
$400 then was like...
$400 was his savings, life savings.
Yeah. But like in Nectar Devotion, it says that someone who takes to Krishna consciousness easily in this life, chances are they were devotee in their past life, and so they take to Krishna consciousness so easily. So did Prabhupada ever comment on that with Satsarup or other devotees?
He said certain things. Sometimes he would say, "I have created all your pious activity," because somebody might say, "Oh, well, Prabhupada, how did we come? We're not very pious. I have created your pious activity." Other time, he would say something a little different, according to time and place. So the Abhiman will be finished. My experience is that Prabhupada could, by his presence, take away everyone's material desire, create Vaikuntha wherever he is. Vishram Purna Shukayate. Yeah. He has seen the whole universe is full of happiness because he's, and then everyone is feeling, "Oh my," like when Prabhupada would come to the temples after people have much some anxiety or maybe this or that, or, and just by Prabhupada's presence, then Vishram Purna Shukayate, everything is blissful, happy. Sarve, what is it? Bhavantu, Sukha, Bhavantu, everyone. Kadambakam, Basuda Eva, the whole world is Prabhupada's family. So everyone felt like part of his family. "Oh, I'm part of this Swamiji, Prabhupada's family." And he is a Goloka resident, even if you don't know much about Goloka. But wow, that's very nice. Prabhupada look at someone like, "You are not only a family member, but eternal family." Like it says here, Nitya. Nitya Das. Krishna Nitya Das. And Prabhupada could make someone feel that. "Yes, you are eternal." You felt like, "Yes, all your material desire will go away just by being there. By not even hearing, just seeing." Oh, that's a potency.
So, I'm listening this chapter last almost 2 months. This chapter is going on, but this is very interesting. You hit a point that another angle to look at it. The definition of pure love, or I would say defining pure love, can be checked from a two angle. What am I not doing, anything that will bring pleasure to my beloved? And what am I willing to do that will bring pleasure to my beloved? So from that two angle, Radharani's position is highest. But then from the other side, we see that Rupa Goswami Pad puts Tad Bhavati Madhurje Sute Dira Apekshate Natra Shastram Na Jukti Tad Lobhotpati Lakshana. I am serving, I am chanting. You gave a nice class that so many devotees come, join, they become advanced, then they kind of slacken, they give up chanting or whatever, sadhana. Is there a stage that where it becomes kind of like automatic, no more, I have to worry? So that sloka can be applied in a sense, that because that's what he says, Tad bhavati madhurje srute dira apakshate natra shasana na juktim tad lubhat pratilakshana. When the greed arises.
That's an actual sloka?
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pada.
So Bhakti, it sounds like a commentary or
something.
What?
So he says that when you awaken that love, greed, then you don't have to worry about, you don't need a motivation by shastra, injunction, fear, or, you know, technique, all this, like, oh, you will fall down if you, because you have a developed greed.
What chapter is it?
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is in Sadhana Bhakti. There's a Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunatha Bhakti, that part. Well, Prabhupada summarized in 18th, 19th chapter. So my point is that even at that, it's not actually automatic at all. At any stage, there is no such thing automatic because it's a dynamic. Even Radharani is thinking how to please Krishna. What can I do to please Krishna? So it's always like dynamic. It's like a very, very interesting, but I never thought that way because you hit that point that even you are very advanced, still you need to maintain sadhana. Still, there is like a part. And I see the Prabhupada's last few weeks, like he's going like the same thing, repeating in a different way.
You know, in Gopisho Das Babaji, he was maintaining sadhana, but he didn't want to go. Forget it. Let these, they will go to hell. I cannot help them. But somehow, much of the bhaktis and souls, what did he got the idea that no, we'll save them, and then Prabhupada got that idea too. So he didn't follow Gokushwara's Babaji. So we should follow our guru, you know, especially if it's such a great person.
But then we say, Naha Vikrama Nasasti Pattava, you know, okay, it's not lost, don't worry. But no, they should worry. Because where's the guarantee next line, next start will be better?
Prabhupada said, I'm always praying not to fall down.
That's true.
Or, what is that? Premira Sambandha Ja Premira Sabha. The advanced devotee is always thinking, his natural inclination is to always think, Nahi Prema Ganda. I don't really have any Prema. So, how can we figure that out? This is the hankering, because it's describing your about nine symptoms of bhava. So there's one, samutkante, right? Or I hankering, hoping against hope.
That's interesting.
Ha, ma.
That's another point too. So there is always something eager. It's not automatic like will happen, even though it looks like. But actually there is the intentional also. Or they mold in a way that they always thinking how to please the beloved, Krishna.
And you know, Kaviraj Goswami, I read it so many times already, where he said, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could do in 1 hour, even Lord Brahma, Shesha could not describe. And even he heard a lot more than what's in the book. We have a nice book, big book. But he heard from Raghunath Das 3 hours a day. I think he heard many. So, 3 hours a day, and so for a long time, he was speaking to Rupa, Sanatan, Kaviraj Goswami was there with them also, I think, because he was hearing from Raghunath. Anyway, he heard from Raghunath Das. Rupa Raghunatha Pari Jara, Chaitanya Jagavita, Krishna Das. So, he heard so much nectar, but so they were saying, please, you write this book, you write this book. He said, okay, I'll try. He was very old, his hand was shaking or something. Still,
it seems like you are tasting very nice. I have a question on this, just to, unless somebody has a question.
Nobody's there.
In one angle, when we read Madhulila chapter 14 or others, it looks like the devotee is having a wonderful fun with Lord Chaitanya in Narendra Sarovar, splashing water.
Harapanchami.
Yeah, it's like so much fun.
Chapter 14 is Harapanchami.
But then you read Raghunath Das Goswami's life, it's like a rigid chanting, paying obeisances, no fun. I mean, internally he has a fun, I'm sure, but externally looks like a very...
What is it called? Vekale Rangi, the stone, writing, like his sadhana was like stone.
Yeah. So, my question is, He is the one who actually revealed this to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Radha Kund. So was he a participator or a reporter?
Both.
Both. We don't see he is a day-to-day sadhana.
Raghunath.
Like, was he one of those flashy?
Krishna Kirtana Gananatana, they are chanting always. Krishna Kirtana Gananatana Parapram Amrita. They are Amrita, they are merged, Radha Krishna. And Jivata Dau Yomuda, they are Muda, always happy. And giving Jivata, the goal of life for all the Jivas. And floating. What is that verse? Floating in the waves? One of the six Goswami. Kalola Magna Moho. Anyway, okay, that's all. Hari Bol.
So your wife was mentioning, you know, about all these early disciples and everybody else coming, and the verse, and you said, you know, he said, Prabhupada said many things about, you know, the one I always liked is how Prabhupada said, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta, my spiritual master has sent you all to assist me.
There you go.
So I always liked that response.
I mean, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, whenever anyone would even offer pranam, he would say, Dasosmi, I'm your servant. And he would offer immediately back. Although he's a Singha guru, he can smash anybody on the planet by a glance. Still.
It was that Sasad Maharaj said that Swamiji, what do I have to do to dissolve my
ego?
Individuality or something. He said, no, never. Was it the first meeting or something?
I don't know. Natya eva aham jahatu na.
He was a Buddhist monk.
I don't know about a monk.
I thought he was Buddhist.
He read it, but he's not a monk.
Yeah. Well, Hare Krishna and Kirtananda, they were in India looking for a guru for
But they went to India.
Yeah, they were.
Someone said they actually got on the Jaladuta after it came back, they got on and went back to India. I don't know.
Jaladuta?
When Prabhupada arrived, they went back
to India. Because Brahmaditta Prabhu told me he was already in India.
Yeah, Tejas was in Peace Corps before that.
So there's something Krishna arranged, like it. Even Prabhupada didn't come, probably they would like. Oh, you were
No, Ginsburg brought, and I attended with him before Robert Ginsburg married.
But the Ginsburg?
Before,
how did Ginsburg get it?
He went to, he saw the Calcutta, he saw the chanting, he liked it.
Pushkar is the first prophet to set to go to Maryland.
That's true.
Where?
New York. Go down to Ginsburg, before Prabhupada even got it.
Ellen Ginsburg is the Guru Harinam.
He led some parade, and he chanted. Yeah, but the chanting is weird. I'm like, really, you couldn't really get the mother.